TRXMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management 3 times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Steve Palumbo and John Romano. Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by my elder statesman and co-host, John Romano. Welcome, John.
What's happening, Dave?
Got a house full of people, for a change.
Well, you know, that always seems to be the case, and I love the fact that there's always a constant group and then a group that revolves. So, you know, hook a brother up. Who's there?
Well, before I tell you who's there, I want to just welcome JoJo Energy Drink on board as the official energy drink of the Whack Pack Show, John.
I'm addicted to the way these things, how you screw the top off and the color changes.
Yeah, I know. I think Max will probably love that, too.
Yes. Except he drank... Except he drank 2.5 JoJo energy drinks at one shot the last time he was playing with them.
Exactly, and he wound up throwing up all day, so that didn't good.
You remember that day.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Now, speaking of Max, you told me a funny story, and it brought back memories of from when I was a kid. You told me you were taking Max to the skate park earlier today?
Yeah, we were at the skate, right.
But tell the story, because I think it's funny.
Well... We were, my son is an avid skateboarder, you know, and he likes those half pipes and quarter pipes and the skate park thing. And there's a really new, nice one they built up here in Boca. So we were at it only one time before, and I wasn't exactly positive where it was. I knew it got in the general vicinity. And we were going down the street, and I saw these two kids, a little older than Max, walking with, you know, a skateboard. And I pull up and roll down the window, and I go, yo, you guys know where the skateboard park is? And they go, yeah, it's right over there. The point. So, you know, we turn the car. I look over, and Max is crouched down in his seat, you know, like so you can't even see his head above the window. And I go, what? What's the matter? And he goes, Dad, it's skate park, not skateboard park. I'm just like mortified that he said skateboard park.
I told you, it reminded me when I was a kid, my father, when we would go to restaurants, you know, he didn't want me to have a glass, like a glass, because I used to knock them over and break all of them. So he's like, he used to ask for wax cups for me. He goes, you got a wax cup for the kids? And I'm like, Dad, it's not wax cup, it's a paper cup. Didn't make them out of wax anymore. So
yes, well,
I can relate.
Today I asked for a wax cup.
That's right. Exactly. Well, I want to just welcome Jimmy the Bull to the studio. And John, I have a special announcement about Jimmy. He actually was promoted at the Freemasons to, what are you at now, Sergeant at Arms?
Yeah, what's up, John?
What's up, Jimmy? So you're a sergeant of arms in the Freemasons?
No,
you got to throw a beating on somebody when they order it.
No, I got promoted to marshal.
Oh, marshal, sorry.
Oh, marshal.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, sergeant of arms is the guy who controls all the heavy hitters who go out and do damage to people.
Oh.
And
marshal. Hell's Angels, I forgot.
The marshal, I'm just basically in control of the floor. Like, you know, people who come in, guests, and I lead people around and seat them in the seats and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what does that give you privilege? What kind of privileges does that entitle you to?
It's just one step higher as an officer, you know.
Do you get to look at the Book of Life?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Do you wear one of those robes? Do you wear one of those robes with the hood?
That's the Ku Klux Klan, John.
That's the Klan, bro. I'm not the Klan.
That's
it.
With those Freemason robes with the big hood.
You've seen too many movies, John.
Nah, they got some kind of cape hood thing going on.
You're talking about the Shriners. There's different
areas
of the Masons. The Shriners, there's the York Rites, there's the Scottish Rites, there's the Knights Templar. And
what are you part of?
Illuminati,
that's right.
Wow, Lisa wow. Coming through.
She's
with
shit, yeah. Man.
Whoa.
She's smart,
well, I might as well welcome Lisa Lips to the studio.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Now,
welcome,
of course,
Lisa,
you know about Illuminati. That's like the most evilest out of the whole group.
Well, that's the only one you didn't say, and I was like waiting for you to
go. I was going to get the Illuminati. Yeah, you're right.
Let's just keep that away, though.
Lisa, are you a member of the Freemasons?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. You were very knowledgeable about them.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I've studied the Freemasons for a while.
Wow.
Now.
But you didn't want to join?
Impressed.
Never been asked.
Maybe Jimmy can sponsor you.
Yeah, I definitely could.
You know, I don't know exactly all the rituals, this and that, what have you, but... I believe they have to ask you.
Yeah, they do.
To join.
Someone's got to sponsor
you.
Well,
you gotta want to, and then we initiate you into it. You know, yeah, actually.
Are you allowed to initiate now that you've been raised to Marshall, Jimmy?
Of course, yeah. I can sponsor her in. There's no doubt about it.
Never. I don't want to get in that shit.
You already belong to one club, don't you?
And how much money? How much money, Derek? If you knew something about it, you'd
Which
probably
you
enjoy
that?
It.
What do you know? Would.
He's got a horn
would.
Around his neck. What do you think?
It's the oldest attorney around.
All right, gray area.
Centuries old. You know, it's
our founding forefathers.
Yeah, we got millions and millions of members, man, worldwide. It's great. It's a great fraternity, man.
George like Washington was a Freemason.
Yeah,
probably
absolutely.
Do business too.
Guys, quiet down a second. I want to ask Lisa a question here.
What's that?
We need to raise her volume.
She's just very soft spoken.
Get her closer to a microphone.
I'm right up on it.
That's there better. You go.
Sounds a lot sexier too.
Right up on.
Now, my question is: are there any that you know of, at least porn stars that are members of the Freemasons?
Not that I know of.
Jimmy?
No, not that I know
not
of.
Not that you know of either?
No.
Okay, well, maybe she'll be the first.
That could be.
You never know.
Now, Lisa, are you still a porn star?
Yes.
Okay.
You can never not be a porn star once you're a porn star.
That's true.
Really?
But I mean, still
right, even if you don't film, you're still a porn star.
She's active, though, she said.
I'm still active and still shooting.
Now, so. can I ask you the question everybody always asks you?
Go ahead.
Why Lisa Lips? Which lips? What kind of lips are we talking about?
That's
here?
The whole purpose of my name. If you think about it in terms of unforgettable names, I've got big breasts. I'm kind of good looking. I got a kind of good body. But put all that together, it's not just a pair of tits. Lisa Lips. What was that girl's name? Lisa Lips. You look at someone's face, right? So that gives you the first thought. It makes you remember it. Second question is,
I remember it. I got a good memory.
What part of the body is she talking about? Well, obviously, I'm talking about both smiles.
But don't you? Aren't you Lisa Lips with two P's?
Absolutely.
That's a mystery.
not really, because you can get a DVD and it's no longer a mystery.
Well, that's not true. You don't know exactly what lips she's still talking about, even if you watch a DVD.
But what about the two P's, Jimmy? I'm still confused about
that. Well, that's dual. That's double. Two P's, right?
Absolutely.
Lips or lips.
Now, as a porn star, do you have a specialty or something that you're noted for? Or is there
her boobs
you do? What's your genre of porn?
Well, they put me into the big boob fetish because I'm a 44 triple D, but I'm also known for giving great blowjobs.
Wow, so that's the lips.
Again.
Some of them.
Maybe she can demonstrate on Jimmy
basically
later.
If she was riding you, John, she'd probably give you a fucking concussion. Before the blowjob. So you'd be unconscious while she's blowing.
I'd show up with the concussion.
You wouldn't know what the fuck was going on.
Now, I know this question's going to sound strange coming from a hyper-muscular bodybuilder, but why would a woman want boobs that are bigger than their head?
Because when I looked at myself and I looked at the industry, I said, you know what? I've always been physically fit. I've always trained. And I said, I don't just want to be somebody, you know, in this industry that fades away. I want to look like a cartoon character that just walked off the pages of a magazine.
Now, if Valentino had his arms looking like that, it would be a lot more amusing, John.
Well, I have to ask the next obvious question.
What?
Lisa.
Yes?
How is it that today, this evening, Dave Palumbo has a porn star in his bedroom?
Computer room.
Studio.
I'm bedroom.
Here
Second
as a,
bedroom.
As a guest to Derek. To Derek Anthony.
How do you meet Derek Anthony? That's a better question.
Derek Anthony brings the porn star. Okay, now it all makes sense. Now,
we need a picture of John so she knows who she's talking to. We have a picture of you, John, here?
I want to give a picture, a little visual picture of Lisa because I got to say, John, first of all, she's very physically fit.
I know what Lisa looks like.
She's got very lean arms and legs that I can see.
I'm looking at her website right now.
Oh, you want to see? Okay, are those recent pictures, Lisa?
If he's on MySpace. Better.
No, I'm on, I don't know what I'm on.
He's on some porn spot.
Well, go on MySpace.
Yeah, you can go to MySpace /XXX lips.
Well, the people listening to the show are not going to have access to that. So what I'm saying, I want to just give you a description. She's got blonde hair
it's actually
brown hair with some blonde streaking in the front.
Highlights.
Highlights, I guess you can call it. And her boobs are very big, John. Extremely big. Maybe we'll get to see, get a little peek sneak at them a little later.
If of, we're course. Good.
John, of course.
You got Mr. G's. Yeah, let me say something. You got
Mr.
G's.
How did Derek meet Lisa Lips?
You got Mr. G's MILF or whatever. That's disgusting. So I bring a real porn star.
That's Boston Blue.
Whatever.
Come on, don't talk about
Boston Blue.
That's not nice.
We like Stacy the MILF.
Derek, she actually had a good story from last week.
Derek, tell us how you met Lisa.
She can explain.
Online. We actually met online. Yeah.
Wow.
I was living in Vegas, mm-hmm. and he was here, and I don't know, somehow or another, I don't know if we met through someone else or email, I don't know, if he emailed me, if I emailed him.
Wow.
It's been like 6 years.
Oh, wow.
No way, really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you living back here again?
In New York?
Yeah.
I live here part-time. I have a place here, but I have a place in Vegas, L.A., New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Vegas is nice, man.
Florida.
You ever had sex with Derek?
Yes.
Wow. Derek.
Wow.
Nice.
Derek. He's still alive.
Now, do you think, Lisa, I have a question for you, because we had a show last week where, see, Jimmy claims to have this unique ability to sniff women's panties and tell everything there is to know about the woman from her basic general appearance, ethnicity, and general hygiene. Do you believe that that's a possible skill that he might have?
Which one of you is
Jimmy? You can. Jimmy the Bull.
You know what? I'm going to say yes, you can.
He was good. He got
four out of six.
Four out of six
panties I got right. Yeah.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
But he got very esoteric details. Like he knew how tall they were. He knew what nationality they were.
And he was good.
And he knew what they had for lunch, like Tuesday.
Exactly.
Oh, hold on a second, John. Lisa, are you wearing panties right now?
Yes.
Now, if you were to give those panties to Jimmy, mm-hmm. would you be able to tell us a little bit about her that maybe we don't know by sniffing them?
I bet you he could tell me.
I probably could.
I bet you he could tell me something about me.
Probably.
Without even having a panties.
Lisa, would you donate those to us so that maybe Jimmy the Bull could give us a little evaluation?
Damn, I got my good ones on, too.
Well, he's not going to ruin them or anything like that.
He's going to give them right back.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted me to donate them.
No, just
demonstration. Just let them for a little while.
Oh, that means I got to take all this off. Yeah, I'll do that.
We'll wait till at the end, so we don't want to interrupt right now, because we're on a good roll here. I got another question for you. You look like you work out, do you?
Yeah. You talking to me? Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, given the fact that you do, you're probably a rarity in the porn industry, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Now, why don't people who appear naked on camera not get into the whole working out thing?
I can't answer that question because I don't have the information. I know that there's a lot of girls that like to go out and party. They'd rather go out and party. They're young. They don't have the dedication to themselves or really anything. if you notice in the porn industry, there's a lot of girls that come really fast and go.
literally.
Sounds like Mr. G.
That's right. Now, how many years have you been doing porn for?
A long time, about 15 or so years.
Wow.
And you've done like 4,000 films, right?
No, nothing crazy like that.
How is it that porn stars do so many films? I mean, I was being facetious with 4,000, but I'm not that far off for someone who's been in the biz that long. I mean, it's conceivable, right?
It would be if I was doing films every day, you know, but I don't do films every day. I've also been on tour, traveled the world as an entertainer, you know, in strip clubs, featured. So I haven't had time. I would take and go shoot my films and then go on the road for the rest of the year.
Gotcha.
Go back the next year, shoot a number of films, and go on the road. And then you've got to figure magazine shoots, location shoots around the world that I got flown into. I mean, I was lucky. I've had a long, good career, but I've also taken good care of myself in the process, and I've learned a lot.
Did you blow all your money, or do you have good investments?
Actually, I got divorced, and my ex-husband got it, and only got it because I asked him one simple question, and I said, "What do you want?" And he says, "I want the cash." And I said, "You know what? All right, I'll give it to you." And when that's gone,
that's it.
It's it. That's it. Well, when that's nice. It, that's gone. You're gone. You're done.
That's a fair
and
deal.
Then, and then what do you have at the end of it? Well, 5 years later, I still talk to him. He's still a friend of mine, but he has nothing at the end
well,
of
that's his
5 years.
Problem.
And you know what? So it hurt me. I rebound and I come back. And I've been up, I've been down just like the market. I've made money, I've spent money, I've lost money. I'll make it again. I have no problem.
Like us all. Are you single, Lisa?
Yes, I am single.
Wow, John, maybe you can date her when you move up here. You never know, John. You never know.
Wait, she's with Derek, man. Come on.
Fuck
around.
What's
about
that? What kind of
the poor fucking guy's right here.
Disrespecting
like a fucking.
No, she said she slept with
a fucking alley bum, motherfucker. Drinking a bottle of wine in a fucking alley over here.
Jimmy, give me your gun.
Fucking guy's right here. Shit.
What the hell are you talking about?
What am I talking about? They're saying maybe you could date him when you come up here. The motherfucker, she's going out with Derek.
She's not going out with Derek.
She fucking sleeps with
you.
I'm not with Derek.
What does that mean? What does that mean? It means like, you know, they got a little connection going on over here. I'm talking about fucking John coming up here. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
You know, Jimmy, Dave's not serious when he says that. He's just being...
I feel bad. He's like, he also had like a puss in boots face or some shit. I feel bad. You know what I mean?
She was single. That was the smack on Derek right there, so, you know.
All right, let me get to the obvious question. How do you actually classify how big a girl's boobs are? Because I got this. I'm kind of confused by the whole back measurement versus cup size measurement. Lisa?
Well, you can take a tape measure and go around the front center, right where the areola is, completely around.
That.
Go ahead.
We're gonna have you do that for a little while.
That's a cool measurement.
Yeah. And that'll give you
the biggest measurement you'll ever take.
No, I like the other way around.
Hold on. Let's listen.
Let's send Diego for a tape measure.
Who the fuck
Diego,
is
go get a tape measure. I got one in the drawer outside.
Okay, I bring it for you right now.
Yeah, thank you, man. I like the wrap-around measurement better, man. It's more sexy.
I got a tape measure in my drawer.
You know, coming around from the back, you know, it's like, you know, taking a fucking size for a jacket.
Wait, what are you guys doing right now?
I want to figure out exactly how big her boobs are, because I don't understand this whole double D, triple D.
It's bigger.
I don't
even
know. Cup size.
I thought the letter was the cup size.
Will you text me triple F tonight, bro?
Can you keep quiet for 2 minutes, Jimmy?
Yeah, but you're talking about cup and this and that. You said triple F. That's what you said tonight.
That's what I originally thought. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Is there such thing as a triple F, Lisa?
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is, all right.
Yeah, there is. They did make them custom, you know, Omar the Tent Maker. Yeah.
That's what he texted me. You know.
No, but they do. They make custom bras. And
how big are you?
I'm a triple D.
That's only a triple D?
It's more than triple D.
No, they're huge.
No, that's it. That's what I want.
Come on.
But I've got a small frame.
That's my point. Your back is small, so are you wearing a smaller cup size because you're actually wearing a bigger diameter size or back size?
Well, I wear the bra that fits me with an underwear. I don't even have a bra.
Oh, give me that.
I don't even have a bra on right now.
We got a measurement.
I got a measuring tape.
What kind of fucking measure tape is that?
It's in Chinese. I know how much you like the Chinese
people.
Those
fucking pie poppers.
You like the Chinese people, right?
Oh, I love the Chinese people, man.
We were just talking, John, about the Chinese. There's 15 Chinese people on all of Long Island. And every single one of them has driven Jimmy off the road. Every single one.
Even my social lady.
That's a fucking lie, John. I was coming out of the restaurant tonight. I'm coming out of the restaurant. I'm coming out between the cars. And all of a sudden, this car fucking takes me down. I look in the fucking window, and it's a Chinese guy. And he kept smiling and just drove on right up past me. The motherfucker almost took me out.
It's probably the same guy.
There's only 15.
You know, Jimmy, I have to.
No, since I talked about him, they're after me.
You have not almost died until you've almost died at the hands of a Korean woman driving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to tell you.
All right, let's leave the Asian people out of this.
I want to see Jimmy measure.
I eat Asian food every night.
You
want to
see me measure?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, Jimmy's going to measure. Lisa's going to show Jimmy how to properly measure the boobs, and I'm going to see if he can verify what the size is on these things.
All right, give me a fucking tape.
All right, here you go.
Give me this fucking string. You got to see the tape he gave me, John. I'm just like a fucking party popper. I can't even read the numbers on this fucking thing.
All right, Jimmy, get up. Let's measure.
Looks like a fucking string of bikini underwear.
All right. The only correct way to do this is if I take my top off.
Oh, well, that would be terrible if you took your top off, so.
You got to take your top off.
But I'll take one for the team on this one.
So, yeah, you're going to get out of the way.
I think I'll be taking one.
All right, so Lisa's taking her, she's taking her orange top off, and she's got a very big bra on her.
How do I do this? I start at number one.
Jimmy's getting nervous here, I think. All right, the top's off now completely, John. And I got to tell you, they're very big. But I will tell you something.
In our picture, they look more than triple D, man.
John, I'm going to tell you something about these boobs. Not only are they big, but they actually look good. They're not like that disgusting big. They're really, really good.
Do they have that huge, like, giant areola?
No. They fit the size of the boob.
Really?
Yep. Jimmy's measuring
isn't
now.
Isn't she well put together, then?
Yeah, no. She's very attractive, and she's in very good shape. I'm going to tell you, she's got, you know, a nice stomach, and she takes care of herself, you can tell. All right, Jimmy's running the tape measure around.
45 inches.
45 inches.
I was off by an inch.
She was off by an inch. All right. Wow. Now, how do you measure the cup size?
They usually go...
Jimmy, we need you again.
They usually go from the top of the boob.
Jimmy, help her out there. Jimmy, get it under that crease there. We don't want to...
Bottom of the boob.
The bottom.
All right.
10 inch.
No, underneath
the boob. Let me zoom in on this thing, Lisa.
Is she, like, laying on the ground, you know, like a mechanic under the car?
Go from here.
All right, Lisa...
Well, we're not done yet over here.
Oh, we're not done? All right.
Party favor.
Everybody's walking around with a hot on.
I'm going to fucking take the gifts.
Jimmy, you should have worn underwear, Jimmy.
Where's Mr. Jew?
15 and a half.
Jimmy's going commando.
Jimmy's going, I don't know what he's doing. He just busted
Jimmy's
out of his pants.
Jimmy's going commando.
Yeah, 15 and a half.
All right, so what does that mean? What does 15 and a half mean?
Well, you've got 15 going this way.
Right.
If you were to do mathematics
right.
and do the 15 going this way
right.
and 15 and a half going this way,
right.
that would give you the circumference, correct?
I think so. Anyone a math genius here?
I'd sell in drugs.
We're Sean. He graduated from Columbia.
I'm going to say, wow. You know? That's my measurement.
So you're telling me you're almost 15 inches around.
15 and a half.
I'm 15 and a half inches from the center,
right?
Where it starts,
right.
all the way to the
right.
side over
right.
here.
Okay.
15 and a half, and it's 15 and a half from here.
Well, that just means they're a perfect globe, so that would be good.
Almost, absolutely.
Well, I'm very impressed.
Round of applause.
Thank you, Lisa.
And they're soft, just in case you're questioning.
Jimmy, you want to check them out? Jimmy's going to feel her boobs now.
Oh,
are they soft, Billy? I have all this on video, John, by the way. We may have to put this
in. There's all the jealous fucking haters out there. So fuck you.
I guess Derek's not gay after me.
Dave, I think Mr. G arrived.
Robbie Small, you want to check those boobs out?
Hey, Johnny, what's happening?
Robbie, you want to feel those boobs out?
Oh, my God, he brought her. He's the king.
Biggie Smalls, you want to check those out?
She's unbelievable.
Biggie, tell me if they're soft.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Biggie.
Insane.
Arthur's nice. Almost passed out of here. He's never seen anything like that.
Oh, my God. It's like somebody's head.
Lisa just put Biggie Small's hat on her boob. It fits perfectly, John.
I have one of the biggest heads in the world.
I don't know what I have to say, brother.
I have one of the biggest heads in the world, and it fit her.
Biggie Small's
that's insane.
Hat fits
let
on
me just say something.
Lisa Lips' boob.
Can I just say one thing? I bought something very special for Peter Grimm. I had this ship.
Hold on, Robbie, I gotta stop you. Lisa, can you give us the panties for Jimmy to sniff?
Right.
Yeah.
You wanna get me totally naked?
Yeah, I wanna get you totally naked. Our fans demand it.
What? Is she getting totally naked in your studio?
You wanna take the suit off?
Yeah, man, you gotta move it, baby.
She doesn't wanna take the shoes
so
off.
So, what do you wanna determine, like, when I sniff her underwear?
I met Lisa last
week. Hold on, Jimmy, whoa, what did you say?
If you had a pair of scissors, what I'll do is I'll pull my drawers down,
yes.
and I'll cut the side of my underwear, and then I'll give them to you.
Oh, get the scissors for Jimmy.
I'll put it in the studio.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pin them up on the wall.
I'll hide it off my mirror in my truck.
Sign them.
She's gonna give us the panty shot.
You don't need scissors.
Hold
on. My teeth.
No, man. I'm hanging off the mirror of my truck.
Wow, the panties. The pants are down, and she's only got some nice panties on.
She looks the same as she did 15 years ago.
I can already tell already what's going on here.
Really?
Look at
Bobby's.
Just by her drawers now, I could tell that she's
Arthur, whatever go get the scissors in my kitchen. They're on the counter in one of those.
Derek uses teeth.
Now, Jimmy, you're going to cut those off.
Jimmy, would you know?
Give me the scissors. I cut them off.
What's her breast size by spending those panties?
Jimmy, I can't even remember your name, John. John,
just
Derek just tore him off her.
Ripped him off.
Turn around. Let me see the butt.
Look at that butt.
She's got a nice ass, John.
And you fucking stick on
her. Turn around, Lisa.
Well, you know, she's a porn star. I mean, she's supposed to.
Wow.
Look, Derek's teeth.
Everybody's speechless. First time I heard the watch that.
Yeah, no one knows what to say, John.
His teeth are too dull.
All right, we got a nice look at everything now.
All right.
So what? So what? Describe what you're looking at.
I'm
right
looking
now.
At her naked pussy here and her ass.
Wow.
Well,
here we go.
And I got to tell you, it's really nice looking. I'm impressed, John. Wait, now, Jimmy, hold on. Jimmy's got the panties now in his hand. Okay. Now,
when I was left of them,
I got to turn the light on Jimmy. Head. Hold on.
I ripped them apart.
Derek fucking shoot him like a fucking like a T-Rex.
Derek shoot them off of her.
They're gone.
I told you they didn't need to.
All right, Jimmy, give us your knowledge.
It's almost nothing. They're a little wet. That you know what that means?
What?
Misha, don't pull your pants on me. I want to see
really?
That.
Really?
Oh yeah, they're a little wet.
Jimmy, can you verify that smell?
That means that she's definitely excited. Someone's exciting her in this room because they're a little wet.
I just came in. We just picked up.
Hold on, there's eight guys in the room.
But it ain't Robbie because there's a huge wet spot on, so it ain't Robbie because she's been wet for a little while.
Absolutely.
So Robbie just walked in, so he's out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so. And she's been with Derek, so it's got to be either.
It has to be Gabriel because he's the closest.
Or you.
It's Palumbo! It's fucking Palumbo! Palumbo's got a heart!
Hold on, you know, I think it was Colette.
Dave, turn around, it's Palumbo. I'm telling you, look at him. Get the barrel on him. Put it on Dave. Put it on you, Dave. Get him. Don't let him get out of this.
I'll
look at him, he's red as an apple.
He is.
From the wine that Jimmy's got to be drinking here, Johnny, he keeps pouring me glasses.
Yeah, matter of fact, you got to get a little more.
All right, Jimmy, all right. Give us the sniff analysis.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Would you mind if I sniff you on the way?
I gave him to you, didn't I?
Okay, she gave it to me, she said.
I gave him to
she's okay, just too on. Cool. John, it's impossible to be this cool for a chick. I'm sorry.
She is pretty cool.
I grew up with dudes.
Now,
did you?
I just sniffed these things, all right? Yeah. It smells like petal roses. Now, that means that this girl is very, very clean. She cares about her hygiene, her physical appearance. It's very important to her. So that's why her snatch is unbelievably clean and right. It smells like roses.
So, Jimmy,
the other thing is, besides what she does for a living, we don't care about that right now because see the stripes in the pink?
Right.
That means really down deep in her soul, she's a very, very good person.
Okay.
She cares about her house, the man she's with, and things like that.
Just
by judging by the colors and the stripes and all that there, that's the kind of girl she is. So maybe she does porn shit for a living. But on the other side of the coin, she's a very caring person. She loves the man she's with. She cares about her diet.
Right. Well, what does she eat? What do you think she eats, Jimmy?
Her last meal, by myself, was probably most likely some kind of a salad with like a chicken salad or something like that. She's a salad chicken.
Lisa?
Like that.
Was that right?
It was a chicken salad.
Is this today?
Yes, the last meal you had.
No.
What was it?
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
All right. Well, yogurt.
Yogurt.
It's I was trying to get it close. It was a very clean meal. It wasn't like a steak or a burger or a skirt steak or a Greek fucking sapati. It was either a salad or a yogurt. That's cool. Yeah. So I'm right in the ballpark. There you go.
Yogurt could actually fall underneath the salad group, could it not?
Sure, absolutely.
They sell it in the same place.
Salad, yogurt, vegetables, fruits.
Exactly, fruits, vegetables.
All in the same fucking family, man.
Yogurt.
Am I right about the colors now? You're a very caring person.
Absolutely.
If you're with a man, you love him. That's it.
That's it.
And you care about your physique and your hygiene and everything else, right?
Yep. I care about my friends, my family.
See?
You know what I mean? I have
your job's your job.
I have
but
rules.
Your life is separate
I have
from
rules
your job.
Of honor that I live by.
There you go.
I have five of them.
There you go.
Don't fuck with my friends. Don't fuck with my family. Don't fuck with my man. Don't fuck with my money. And you damn sure better not fuck with my reputation.
See?
Wow.
Now I got to add some colors.
And okay. Sniffing. You sniff too.
I got to sniff. There's no way I'm going to, I got to get to the fucking, the soul of it. You know what
All
I mean?
All right. Well, so Jimmy, she's okay in your book then.
Absolutely.
That's someone you would date.
I would date her.
Okay.
I wish she would be my best friend.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yes,
well, the bull has spoken.
If I was dating her, what I usually do on dates now is that if I was dating her and she ran to the bathroom, I would run to like her dirty laundry basket. This is what I do. And while she's in the bathroom, freshening up because we're going to have sex or whatever it's going to be, I grab her underwear and I sniff it quick. That's it. that's the chick I want to be with.
If it was nasty, I'd say, you know what? This is going to be a one-night fucking strike.
Would you even do the one night?
I might not even do it. I might say, look, I just got a phone call. My dog just broke his fucking leg. I don't know. He's in the fucking bed. He's like a howl.
You just like pheromones.
You're right, babe.
Hey, Jimmy,
can I have these?
Yes.
You're going to need some.
We got to tack those up on the wall, Jimmy, at the studios.
Okay.
All right. You want to take them home for the night?
No, we'll leave them here.
You want to take them home for the night?
No, I'm afraid I might get a car wreck. We'll leave them here tonight, and then we'll hang them on the wall of fame, man.
Do you want me to sign them for you?
Well, yeah, you know, you think great. Now that we have Derek, we have a free-flowing, never-ending stream of underwear.
You got a marker on you? She wants to sign so we can hang them.
Yeah, I got a marker. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yo, but John, I'm gay, though. I don't have any hot girlfriends, you know? What the fuck?
Who said you were gay?
You know, Derek, for a gay guy, you do okay.
You did good. Yeah, you did good.
And that's to all my haters. You go fuck yourself because they had a slamming girl right here. So fuck you.
Everybody be quiet for a second, please. Got a little quiet here.
What is she going to write on there for you?
She's going to sign the underwear, but I wanted to put, you know... The whack pack. You love the whack pack, and you know.
I'm gonna try to write this.
All right, she's gonna try to write.
Jimmy the Bull, you know, my favorite guy in the whack pack, and you know. Even though Derek's
the guy for whom the wet patch appeared.
Hey Derek, can we ask you something?
We never confirmed the wet spot. We never confirmed that.
I think she did confirm that, though, Jimmy.
I'm always wet.
She's always wet.
Oh, okay.
On that note, we're gonna go to commercial break. I don't want to say another word. When we come back, more Lisa Lips.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swag.
This is good energy. Only 4 calories and no sugar. Essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. 100% fresh and awesome flavor.
I got that JoJo swag.
Now you've got a new workout partner. JoJo Energy.
I got that JoJo swag.
The drink with good energy is coming soon.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Speciesnutrition.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Lips, and you're listening to After Hours with the Whack Pack. And Jimmy the Bull, you can sniff my underwear always.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, sitting here with my partner in crime, Dave Palumbo, the rest of the Whack Pack, and our special guest in the studio tonight, porn star extraordinaire Lisa Lips.
All right, John, the Mr. T intro is starting right now. I hear the music playing. Diego just walked in with the music box. Oh my God! It's Ron Jeremy! Ron Jeremy just came to the studio!
He's eating donuts and whipped cream. He's making a mess in my computer room. Clint's going to kill me. John, I don't know where he came from. Ron, Jeremy, in the studio.
Wow.
He's looking heavier than ever, so he's really sick fat. I don't know if Lisa knows Ron, Jeremy, but I think Ron is looking to try to get some action on Lisa there. Lisa's spraying the whipped cream into Ron Jeremy's mouth, and he's rubbing it into his tits right now. Wow, Ron Jeremy, his ass is looking huge, John. Wait, he's got his dick out. He's swinging his dick in the wind. I can't believe this, John. Ron Jeremy must be trash.
No!
Wait, he's trying to kill Lisa, get a blowjob.
I know, but I'm not sucking it off.
Lisa lips are spraying whipped cream on it. She says she will not suck it off.
I have no sucking off.
Maybe Derek will suck it off.
I am Ron Jeremy, Mr. G, Truth, and I say listen to the Whack Pack Show. If you and you and you want to feel my 9 inches and see the truth, when I say what? Say 9 inches. What?
9 inches.
What?
9 inches.
What?
9 inches.
What?
9 inches.
What?
9 inches.
What?
9 inches. I love you guys.
Ron, welcome to the studio.
Oh my God.
You got enough to eat there?
Yes.
He's got whipped cream all over his face.
Sick bastard.
How you doing, everybody? How you doing, Big Bull?
What's happening, brother?
How you doing, Dave?
How you touch your fucking hand? You touch your dick.
How you doing, Derek? How you doing, beautiful Lisa? How you doing?
Lisa doesn't want any part of Ron Jeremy G.
Ron Jeremy house is destroyed.
Ron Jeremy G. Didn't we do a couple movies about 15, 20 years ago?
No.
Lisa, you never had sex with Ron Jeremy here?
No, I was under contract with the same company as he was, and it was a clause in my contract. No Ron Jeremy.
Really? No Ron
That's
Jeremy?
Right.
Is there a lot of girls that have that clause?
Yes.
Really?
And then there are some girls that demand to work with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Instant fame, I think. They think that's what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know.
Now, why wouldn't you sleep with Ron Jeremy?
He's a fat fuck.
He's a slob.
Look at him.
Whoa.
He's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a really great guy. Right. I've been friends with him. I've talked to him. I've gone to events and done appearances with him. I just don't sleep with him.
Hmm.
I don't think she likes hair. You don't like the hairy chest thing?
I don't like hair anywhere.
Really?
If you got hair, you can't date me.
Yeah, Lisa has no hair, John, anyway.
I have a lot of standards. If you got a swastika tattoo, you can't date me.
Oh, that throws you out, Jimmy.
That's a swastika.
He's a fucking giddy, eh?
How about cross?
I'm fucking Sicilian.
You must love crosses. Look.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I have a cross. Look, we match.
You have a Scooby. Cross, you have a Scooby Doo cross.
Cross.
What?
You have a Scooby Doo cross.
I have a Scooby Doo cross. What are you talking about?
Tattoo. With a cross.
Speaking about cross, listen.
Yeah, you still got the dry cleaner tail in your fucking collar.
That's right. It's the only suit I got. You know, the only reason why I got one.
Look at it. It's fucking all filled with french fries and fucking whipped cream and fucking palm and spit. Oh, fuck out of here.
Are you wearing those jeans?
No, he's got black striped fucking...
No, he's dressed like Ron Jeremy. Jimmy just spilled his wine all over my carpet.
What is Ron Jeremy dressed like?
We'll be in the studio soon anyway. We'll be out of here.
French fries.
Oh, thank you. Put a french fry on.
Ron Jeremy is usually naked.
Colette's going to kill me. There's like french fries and donuts all over the floor.
Yeah. Ellen's
and a naked porn star.
Yeah, she's dressed again, but she's pantyless.
She's prepared for this.
She's pantyless.
Speaking of porn stars.
How is she prepared, Jimmy?
Oh, my last. She knew Lisa was coming.
Jimmy,
what do you think's gonna happen?
Did she give me
We're
a
gonna fucking
to
cut a birthday cake over
there? Lisa didn't start throwing food on the floor.
Yeah,
Ron Jeremy
fucking,
did.
Fucking, yeah, that's right, yeah. And he knocked my wine over.
He is so fucking fat, he can't even fuck a chick regular way.
He can't even see his dick.
It's long, that's why he can see it.
Yeah, right.
No, he can't. I saw.
Well, let's ask Lisa.
How the hell am I?
Does Ron have trouble seeing his dick?
I don't know.
But you work for the same company.
No, I got a story for Lisa.
But that doesn't mean that I've seen Ron Jeremy. I've never been backstage on a Ron Jeremy shoot.
Can I tell my story?
Yeah, Jimmy has a Ron Jeremy story. He's
I got a story
tell you.
For you, Lisa. You're gonna love it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's about me.
No,
it's about you, motherfucker. Can I tell my story?
Did you ask me
with your fucking curly, nappy fucking hair?
Did you ask me first?
All right, I'll ask you. Can I tell a story about
you?
Can I tell a story about you?
Please tell a freaking story.
Well, how do you get permission over here from fucking Lipton?
Jeez.
He had one of those fucking dicks with the wire in it because he's no way he can get it up.
I went into the store and it was 2 70-year-old couple buying one of those new Trojan fucking those little Trojan things they sell now.
You mean condoms?
No, they get these new little.
Yo, how much they charging for that dick?
They have a new vibrator. It fits in your hand. Don't you see the commercials on TV?
No, they have commercials for vibrators.
It's a little fucking pinky vibrator. No. It fits on your fucking. I swear to God.
What do they sell them for?
The clitoris.
Yeah, they're like. Well, yeah.
Those things are old, man. They've been around for years.
No, they have.
Can I tell my fucking story, please?
Please do.
Will you please tell us,
Diego? Get some.
Can I tell my fucking story?
Hold on, Diego. Get some paper towels.
Wait,
did you tell me that?
No, he can get the paper towels while I'm telling
the story. Don't the Spanish people clean? Isn't that what you told me?
Yes, Diego. The food. He brings the food, too. Yo, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
That's true. That's true.
The clown thing.
Okay,
Diego. Yes,
sir. Years ago, I was living in California.
Yes, sir.
With a friend of mine, Richie Barrett, who was a martial artist. He found American Combat Karate.
Okay.
A lot of people know him. He was on Johnny Carson's show. Yeah, this fucking glass is too goddamn big. That's the problem.
The goblet.
It's a goblet.
Diego got it for you.
It's huge. I love Diego for getting it for me.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking big. I always hit it. Anyway, make a long story short, we shot this film called...
No wonder why I have bugs in my house. He's got fucking french fries on my floor. You want to know why I have
this
morphs?
Motherfucker's bringing all the donuts, french fries.
Okay, I'm listening to you now.
Yeah, sorry.
You were shooting what?
We shot a film called Cage Fury.
Nice.
Okay, we shot it in a porno studio in San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
That's where we shot it. Ron Jeremy was there, and there was a bunch of chicks there, and whatever. You know, so we shot this fucking movie, and Richie Barrett didn't like Ron Jeremy. All right? Now, Richard Barrett is like one of the top martial artists at the time.
Right.
So we shot this one segment where Ron Jeremy was a cop or a CO, and he kind of like Richie was getting out of the jail, breaking out of the fucking cell, and he was trying to stop Richie. And Richie threw a spinning back kick into his chest and actually fucking did it.
Because
he don't like the fucking guy. And hit him in the chest, and Ron Jeremy hit the cage and just hit the fucking ground, and they had to take him out in an ambulance.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, Richie cracked his fucking sternum. They had taken out. So we were all cheering on the set because nobody liked this motherfucker.
Why didn't anyone like him?
He was a dick.
He looks like a nice guy,
though. He was a fucking dick.
Really?
Yeah. He thought who the fuck he was. He was coming on a set with three girls in each arm, you know, like a... Yeah, he was a fucking moron.
He thought he was a porn star.
Yeah, he thought he was a porn star. So, yeah, maybe let's go show, you know, Richie fucking threw the spinning back kick and landed this motherfucker in a hospital, man. You know, so everybody cheered on the set and stuff, but, you know.
Ron Jeremy, what do you think? Is that a true story?
Oh, it's a true story.
Come on, Ryan. Why don't you ask him himself?
You don't lie, do you?
No, that was true. I was there.
Ron? Did you want
to
in the hospital?
I took him out of fucking ambulance.
Well, actually, I did try to protect myself, but I couldn't.
Nothing against Richie.
No, Richie.
And that was shot was in the movie, too.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And we shot this bar fight scene.
I vaguely remember that movie, Cage Fury.
Yeah. It was on Showtime for like a year.
The clips on YouTube.
Yeah. And we Eric Estrada was in it, and we filmed in a bar scene. In a, you know, we had this band come down from L.A., and there's all these karate motherfuckers, and it was just a big ballroom brawl.
You're right.
And I told the producer, the guy who was, you know, producing the movie, I said, no, this is the first time in my life that I'm actually getting paid for a ballroom. I've been ballroom brawling all my life, and it's the first fucking time I'm actually getting paid to ballroom brawl. I was fucking loving it,
That's
man.
How Richie used to train you guys.
He's trashing everybody in the fucking movie, man.
Hey, Jim,
that's
Richie used to train you fucking guys for a black belt. I remember when you guys got a black belt, they would simulate a bar. They would simulate a fucking, this sounds crazy. It simulated a bar fucking scene. The guy had to get drunk, and he'd have to be 12 of you, right? Like a whole fucking bar. That's what they.
Well, Barrett
was the initiation.
Oh, that was true.
No, yeah. Swear to God.
Yeah, Barrett
was making it.
No, Barrett was into like a realistic martial arts. He wasn't into like, you know, you go into a studio and learn to fucking the cotters and getting belts. He would actually put you in situations.
That's awesome. I do it.
Yeah, and you have to pass other black belts taking you on. Right. You're drinking or whatever in a bar scene, right. And you have to take on these motherfuckers.
Interesting.
And if you pass,
I would do that in a minute because I'm good with weapons.
Are you?
What kind of weapons? Reality, fucking. You know,
what kind of weapons?
I'm good with swords on stage, sticks.
Well, you're a sword swallower, right?
No.
Yeah, the swords, dude.
No. I thought you said blowjobs are your specialty.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They are. but that that's more like a skin flute.
Oh.
Not a song.
Lisa, there's one thing I gotta ask you. I've done in the past.
You've done a few pornos, Jim?
No, I've done this thing called the rusty trombone. You ever hear that?
The rusty trombone.
I have heard of it, but I don't remember the answer. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you what a rusty trombone is. Right, I've done it a few times in the past. It's great. Okay. Basically, you stand in a room naked,
right?
And you kind of like you got your little arch, so your back. You know, you kind of lean down, you put your ass out, and then your old lady gets behind you.
Right.
All right. And she starts licking your fucking ass out, and then she reaches up under you and starts.
The reach around.
Right. But she's also doing your, you know, licking your fucking ass.
Is that why it's called rusty?
Yeah, because it's like a trombone, so she's doing that. You know what I mean?
But why is it rusty?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, you never probably had it before, so, you know, you're a little rusty at it, but your old lady could do it. And, you know, that's why I gave her the nickname, the rusty trombone.
You, that's your name.
Oh, that's my name, yeah.
Oh, how come she said she heard of it then?
Well, it's probably been around for a long time.
It's famous. Jimmy made it up. It's got to be famous.
I think Biggie Smalls has a question. Biggie, you said you had some sexual function problems?
No, it's just a regular question from a regular guy. When I used to go to clubs...
He looked like a regular guy, too, with that fucking Jets jacket on, that fucking green hat.
Easy does it, you freak.
He's Irish.
Yeah. Right. No,
I understand now. Dave said I couldn't bring it today. No, I used to go to these clubs, and I loved girls like yourself, and I was just a fucking maniac and stuff when I was about 25, but I always had a problem. I'd be banging the girl for some fucking reason. I'd be fully hard, and I'm banging it, and just before I'm going to come,
right,
my dick starts to go fucking limp. And the girl was...
That's because you're a homo.
Did he have the other finger, the wrong finger, Jimmy, was too long? So, right? Did he have the finger?
Yeah. I asked us when he was banging a girl, he had one finger.
Let me finish. He's
always about asses, guys.
He took it up the ass.
The
bull likes it in the ass. No, it's a good point,
guys. I got movies coming tonight.
So most of the girls, when I was, they finally told me, you never made me come when you fucked me.
Really?
Seriously.
Lisa, ever hear that before?
No, hold on. Because he wasn't had a guy behind him banging the fucking ass while he's banging the broad. They said 90% of the girls fake orgasms when they're getting laid. Is that true?
Lisa?
If they don't like you or if your dick doesn't feel good, yes.
Really? So I guess your dick doesn't feel good, huh?
90% of the girls he bangs. I used to fake it myself.
You faked it? I never knew guys fake it.
Yeah, the last girl, because she used to put pressure on my dick.
I could do fake cum.
Because she put pressure on my dick. Don't put pressure on the fucking dick.
You fake it?
I just made believe I came. I had a condom.
Imagine when you fucking cum fluid shoots along the fucking plate. How could you fake that?
I had a condom on. I make believe.
They just ride me around Jerry.
You know, I can't take this.
The best thing is, I says I love you so much. I would take the condom off and make believe like there was stuff in there. I go, Harp, let me just put this in the bathroom. Swear to God, I must did it about 30 times.
Really? Why would you stay with the girl?
We're gonna get you off the network.
Why
this fucking show, man?
Yeah. Well, because I loved her.
You and Jimmy the Bull go fuck each other in the corner of the ass. What is the big turn on for you with a guy? I mean, how does a guy get you? How would a guy like me, a normal guy,
impossible?
Kim Chambers told us that she loved Jews.
You love Kim Chambers?
She's one of my best friends.
She worked for us for a little bit.
I love Kim Chambers. She's a great
sweetheart of a girl.
We love her too.
She's a great
Did you ever do a scene with her? Lesbian scene?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
Two or three.
Wow. We got to get clips for this website.
Some of her last movies were lesbian. What was your last movie?
Hold on, wait a second.
You know how they have a fucking bell?
Looks like they blew a horse off.
You know how they have a bell?
Watch your fucking mouth. I'm gonna try to fuck you
down.
Watch your fucking mouth. Will you please with the fucking cum coming out of your lips? Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
With that fucking hairdo.
Hold on.
Those, hold on one sec. This is Biggie Smalls. For all those people out there that say Derek is gay, shut up, Jeremy. Derek is gay is bullshit. He's got the hottest girl in the world right next to all these guys. Jimmy and Bull talking bullshit with girls. They ain't got shit. They ain't showing one fucking girl. Derek Anthony, shut up. Derek Anthony's the fucking king. He can't release the lips. And she's still fucking smoking from the day I met him 15 years ago. Case closed. He's the king.
And this past weekend, you had Juliana, too.
Oh, shit.
One and two, baby.
She's so hot, I want to give her her gift now. This came all the way from Hawaii. Peter Grimm sent me this special ad. I'm not kidding you.
Who sent it to you?
Peter Grimm.
What the fuck is Peter Grimm? Peter Grimm.
Jimmy, look at this.
It's a nice fucking hat.
What's this guy's name?
It's some fucking homo worn a gold
hat.
For me? Swear to God, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Robbie Smalls is giving a hat that looks like a picnic table to Lisa Lips.
Looks like a blue hat in a fucking pizzeria.
You guys, you don't know anything about fucking hats, do you?
What about that hat?
That's an awesome hot fucking hat.
Put it on, Lisa. Let me get a picture with it.
I'll put it on, but who is this maker?
Peter Grimm is a famous designer. He worked for Johnny Versace, the late Johnny Versace.
Oh, that's a great design.
Robbie Smalls is a clothing expert.
Can I finish, guys? I mean, you guys...
he wanted to smell it first, Lisa. Make sure there's no fucking shit in there.
I'm checking out the rabbits on the inside of it or whatever.
She's looking at that hat, man.
I like symbols, so you know, I'm sitting here looking.
It's a quality hat. He did. He worked for the late Johnny Versace.
Over my head. All right, how's that?
Fucking hot.
It's cute.
That is cute.
I like it. It looks good, John.
Lisa, I'd like to hire you.
That's why she likes the Freemasons. She likes to hire you.
Maybe we should get it to represent Rex Muscle.
The show.
We don't have... This is the show, John. We talk about nothing.
We're not doing anything.
Maybe Lisa
we're
Lips,
nothing about no, nothing
maybe,
tonight.
Maybe Lisa Lips should be the official...
we got time for my script, right?
Jimmy wrote a script. He wants us to read it, like in a group. Do you think that they think the listeners would go?
Come on, let's keep talking the way we're talking.
Nah, I mean, you got to do that in person.
Yeah,
we're in person. We are in person. Yeah.
No, come on, we got to read the fucking script, bro.
Oh, it's too long. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
It's
I love
fucking
you.
5 fucking minutes.
I love you, Jimmy.
Because you don't want to fucking read the
script. Why you guys are getting
old? I'm going to read the fucking
script. Take over the show, Jeremy, and you guys go bang in the ass of Derek, and I take over the fucking show.
At least the words I posted on the book. You know what I mean, bro? I might be on the fucking wall like you did at home.
You sit down and read the episode to get it. Just do something. Get a seat. Hey, go get a seat.
Where's my fucking
show?
Quiet down.
People wait for the script.
Quiet down, guys. Quiet down.
Bobby Smalls is
fine. Take control of the studio.
Hold on. 1 second, guys. All right. We got 5 minutes left, all right? So, Mr. G, you came in last. Do you have anything else that we need to be aware of that you brought with you?
Yeah, I got something to be aware of.
What?
First of all, I want to tell all you guys out there that we have a big charity event, June 11th, for children's brain cancer at Governor's Comedy Club.
Oh, now it's brain cancer?
I thought it was multiple sclerosis.
I thought it was Charity's Angels.
I let him finish.
That's brain cancer, bro. They call it Charity's Angels.
Charity's Angels?
Charity's Angels. Anyway, it's a great cause. All the ticket proceeds are going to the charity for the kids. And it's June 11th at 8 o'clock at Governor's Comedy Club. And we're all going to be there. Maybe Lisa Lips will agree to come and help us out at the show. You know, if she's still here. But all you guys, we still have tickets. Come on down. JoJo Energy Drink is going to be there. Joey Cole, the famous comedian. Goomba Johnny. And the Whack Pack is going to open the show. First time in the history we open up a show at a comedy club. It's going to be an awesome time. So all you new boys talk about you want to help out the site and do shit. Well, here's the time to do it, man. Step up to the plate and come down and show your support. Just like we've been showing your support and doing all this shit for you guys. Give something back for these kids.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Jeremy G.
Now I want to tell you,
I have
a bell. Every time you ring a little bell, you know when you want the butler to get you something.
Right.
Well, we have Diego, right?
Right.
So we instead of having a bell, I get a horn. So Diego, I need that video of milk, please. So every time we need something, we just. And that's the angle.
All right, John, take control of this show.
Excuse me, did someone call me?
Yes. Can you please get me? I have that video. It's like Broadback Mountain. It's gonna freak Jimmy out. It's called Milk. It's in the other room.
Can I bring it to you myself?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on. We got 3-4 minutes.
John, we can do, I'll put it this way. Let's read the script. If it sucks, we just will cut it out in the final edit.
Yeah, but I don't have any script.
Well, you're gonna have to give us your impression of the script.
Let's hear Lisa Lips talk. Yeah,
you don't gotta do nothing. They will do the narrating.
I'm gonna narrate.
Let's talk. We got a porn star here.
One condition, Jimmy.
You're the big man.
I got your costume for Thursday nights at Governor's Comedy Club. All right, and I asked you last week.
Yeah, I know you did.
I know you're a man of your word.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Oh no!
Are you gonna play the part of the Iron Sheik?
I'll play the part. Just gotta watch out what I'm saying. I want to say. I know you're
no racial
nuts.
Epithets. Yeah.
Don't worry. I won't.
I love Lisa. I love Lisa. Let's
do it.
Okay.
Yes. All
right.
Yes. Goddamn it. Let's go.
All right. Give me the script.
Oh.
Lisa, do you want to do it?
I don't care.
Okay, right. She don't care.
Jimmy, what's the story? Just get
the fucking story, motherfucker, right now.
It's Jimmy's version of Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh my God. All right. Spent time writing this?
We need Jeff in here. We need Jeff in
Jeff.
Here. All right. I'm going to read the narrator part, so.
I'm going to sleep.
All right, just be quiet. Don't make any noise, because you're going to ruin it if you make noise.
You fucking hurt my feelings.
It's going to take 3 minutes.
You really fucking hurt my feelings.
All right, you ready,
That's
Jimmy?
Good. I got nothing. I don't need to read anything, okay?
Oh, you're the author. Okay, yeah. It's called The Big Bad Wolf. All right. Once upon a time, there lived a Little Red Riding Hood. She lived with 3 little pigs who cared for her greatly. And one day she decided she was going to deliver homemade cookies to grandmas across the Great Red Forest. And the piggies said...
Oh, no! Little Red Riding Hood, don't go! You know, if the wolf gets you, you know what he's going to do? He's going to lift your little red dress. And pull your little red panties down and fuck your little red socks off!
Oh, don't worry, boys. I got it covered. I have a little surprise for the big bad wolf.
Okay, Little Red Riding Hood. Please be careful. We love you.
So off went Little Red Riding Hood through the dark woods, which had many, many trails. Soon, Little Red Riding Hood got lost and started to get dark. But she wasn't scared, and she wasn't nervous. Why? All of a sudden, she hears a noise in the woods behind her. Oh, shit! It's the big bad wolf!
Oh, my, Little Red Riding Hood. Or can I call you Little Red? You shouldn't have come out tonight. Do you know what I'm going to do to you?
No. What are you going to do, big bad wolf?
I'm a fucking pig, Jimmy.
Oh, you're
a fucking wolf!
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Try again!
Do your part again.
Don't hold your fucking nose. Read it like a man, like you got balls, will you? You're a wolf, motherfucker.
Pretend.
You should have done it.
Oh my, Little Red Riding Hood. Or can I call you Little Red? You should have come out tonight. Do you know what I'm gonna do to you?
No. What are you gonna do, big bad wolf?
I'm gonna pull up your little red dress and pull down your little red panties and fuck your little red socks off.
Oh my God.
Oh no, I don't think so, big bad wolf. I think you're gonna stick your big long tongue in my pussy and eat me like the book says.
You funny little RRH, whatever the fuck that is. What makes you think so? After I fuck you, I'll eat your cookies too.
And with the
and
And with a smile, Little Red Riding Hood reaches into our big basket filled with Grandma's cookie and pulls out a sawed-off double-barrel shotgun and says...
Eat me, motherfucker, or I'll shove this shotgun up your ass and blow your fucking brains out like a Roman candle.
Oh, shit! I guess I'm eating pussy! Tonight!
And there goes the wolf down on the pussy while Little Red Riding Hood started to eat her grandma's cookies. What a sight to see. The end.
All right, Jimmy!
That was Jimmy's first script.
You're going to be a producer, Jimmy.
Very good. A porno producer.
Jimmy,
that was
very good.
That was good.
Jimmy, very good.
Did anybody help you with this?
No, nobody helped me, man.
Seriously, you wrote that? How long did it take you to write this?
About 10, 15 minutes.
But he's had his whole life. Every time he's going to check this, what he thinks about doing.
I got a demented fucking mind, bro.
Well, guys,
that's why you're part of the Rat Pack.
It's down time again. Shit. We're out of time. I want to thank Lisa Lips for putting up with the insanity here. Mr. G has one final announcement.
One final thing. I asked the boy that I saw at the Long Island Bodybuilding Championships. All right, just say your name. Come here, come on. Tell me what your name is.
Arthur Early.
Arthur Early. Arthur Early made an unbelievable, amazing transformation. Tell him how much weight you lost to compete in the Long Island Bodybuilding Championships. It's a fucking amazing.
I lost 147 pounds. I completed last year in the Metropolitans and Do It, and then I competed this year at the Long Island Classic.
That is awesome. Let's hear it for Arthur, man. Yeah. All right, Arthur, man. Unbelievable. Fantastic.
All I know, John, is that all of a sudden 8:30 comes around, and I think Mr. G's at the door, and Arthur walks in, and he's one of my clients, and I said, Arthur, what are you here? You know, you need some supplements? He's like, no, Mr. G told me to show up at 8:30. I'm going to be on his show.
John, are you moving here? When is John moving here?
Very soon.
July 1st.
Get your fucking ass up here,
John. He needs a place to live.
Hey, can I tell you something before I go?
What?
I just want to let everyone know that Derek has a really huge, beautiful cock.
Edit it out.
How big is it?
Can't let the girls know.
Why else would you be with
him? Let me just say one last thing, Dave.
If it looked like Mr. G's, you wouldn't be around.
Hold on, guys.
Is this big?
She is. Not only she's
small.
Not only she's a hot girl, she's a really nice person.
How about is it this big? Like thick like this.
It's close. It's close. He's got a big cock. He's got
oh
a
my
nice
god! Damn it! You're the fucking king. They're all jealous. Jimmy, you're full of stud. We got to talk. Now Jeremy's dead. Jimmy Palumbo. He's tired of fucking rent. We got a new king in the house. Oh shit!
And I know Big Dick.
Oh shit!
Hold on, wait before we go, Lisa. Who is the biggest dick you've ever seen?
Is that like as in far as cock or? Dick as in like the biggest dick I've ever seen.
No, cock.
Oh, good point,
yeah, that's true.
I mean,
she's fucking witty as shit.
Ron Jeremy may qualify as the second, I guess.
Be specific. No, cock. He isn't actually. Let me see. The biggest I've ever seen. Well, it used to be Peter North for a long time.
How big is that?
That's huge. That's like 12 inches.
Okay.
And then there's a couple other guys that I don't even know their names.
Right.
That are, I think, like running a close.
As a woman, is that something that you enjoy, or is that too big almost?
It's too big.
All right, that's good.
Let me ask you a question.
I guess it depends on the guy. I mean, if you fuck like a rabbit really fast or really hard, no, that's not appealing to me at
all. That's all how you use
it, right? I want a man who wants to fucking fuck. You know what I mean? Not someone who wants to just bang like a rabbit.
John's got a question for you.
There's no rabbit shot, right?
John's got a question, Lisa. Go ahead.
I had a question.
Go ahead.
You mentioned Peter North. Peter North is known for his copious amounts of
jizz.
Ejaculate that emanates from his member. Do porn star guys take something for that to have like, you know, monster, you know, money
as
shots?
As far as I know, he just he works out, he trains, does supplements, a lot of high protein. He's just gifted in that manner, I have to say, working with him probably over 30 times.
Wow.
I've gotten shot over my head, covered head to toe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's jaw just dropped.
I'm shocked. I'll put it this way. I did a scene with him, and I was laying on the floor. I was laying on the floor, and we were in missionary position, and he pulled it out and shot, and the wall was probably farther behind my head than this, and he hit it. He had to shoot it at least
10 feet. That's about 8 to 10 feet. Yeah.
Wow. At least 8 feet.
Wow. Lisa,
can I don't think it's Clomid.
No, it won't do that, believe
me. Could a regular guy like me get into porn like a, just a regular
You can't even make a girl come.
That's not, I can learn, though, from a girl like Lisa. She's a professional.
And you go flaccid.
You never know.
You lose it.
You never know.
So why do you go on, why do you go limp when...
I don't know.
Do you lose your train of thought, like right there in that last second?
Just when I'm coming.
Yeah, he starts thinking about how many shirts he's going to get for wholesale.
I've never made a girl come.
He's thinking of schmata prices in China.
I'm wondering, going, okay, if you go flaccid and you can't make a girl come, when do you ever come?
No, since I started...
He whacks off himself after.
No, I started... Yeah, no,
he's a load of shirts that come in under $3.
He's gay, that's what it is.
And then he'll come.
What did you say? What was that, John?
The next load of shirts that comes in at under $3 from China, he'll come then.
I'm going to shirt business, as you can
see. You can get blanks for $3.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. The Whack Pack loves you, man. Thank you.
You got to come back.
Awesome girl.
You're great. Lisa, you got anything you want to promote? Websites? Any new videos for sale? Anything like that?
Always my website that I'll be back out on tour real soon.
What is the website?
LisaLips.com. Two P's.
Two P's.
And lips.
Better than one.
Wow, it's hot.
And when are you going to be appearing any place around here that some of these guys can see?
It's going to be a couple months. I'm still training, and I'm still putting all my I'm redoing all my shows before I get back on stage again.
What does a show entail exactly?
It's 20 minutes. I have lights. I have pyrotechnics. I do a fire. I do a lot of good quality shows.
Kind of like Mr. G.
Lisa, can I help you?
This is a very similar show.
I got a new cannon I just got, a new confetti cannon.
I told you about it.
Yeah, I'll show you outside. It's fucking wild.
You what?
That's awesome. Yeah, I like those.
I'll show you.
The confetti cannons, the bubble machines, smoke machines.
That's what I have all. I've been bringing that stuff in.
That's the stuff I use.
I've been busting my balls. Can you take that wig off now?
All right, John, we're running out of time. Jeff's going to have a heart attack editing this thing, so let's put it to rest. I think this was one of our better shows.
Best show.
If we're not thrown off the internet, then we never will be after this one. And I got to thank everyone for coming, guys. Really, you all did a great job. And Lisa, thank you. And Derek, you're the man for bringing Lisa. So,
thank you, sir.
We're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members of the Whack Pack.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding.